Hey friends, just a quick heads up that you are about to hear the last installment of the Self-Love series. The music included in this episode is not censored and may offend some listeners. Apologies in advance. To catch up on all the other episodes, go listen to Heezy Life on iTunes, SoundCloud, TuneIn, and now on Google Play. Woohoo! All right, let's get this party started. Love is an action word. It is the essence of why we do what we do. We love so many things, but all too often we forget to love one very important thing, ourselves. It's time to celebrate the incredible human that you were made to be. Welcome to the Self-Love series. This is episode 4, Inner Kindness with Stephanie Dawn Elizabeth. Oh my Lanta, I'm so stoked to share this with you all. Stephanie Dawn Elizabeth is a certified inner kindness coach, mentor for girls, author, and podcaster for the Girl Kind podcast. She is determined to change the way the world views girls and girls view the world. She is an advocate for inner kindness, self-acceptance, and all things meaningful living. There has never been a better time to say, girl power. Let's get into it.
I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Feeling good as hell.
Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Feeling good as
hell. Woo, child, tired of the bullshit. Gone, dust your shoulders off. Keep it moving, yes, Lord. Trying to get some new shit in there. Swimwear, going to the pool shit. Come now, come dry your eyes. You know you a star, you can touch the sky. I know that it's hard, but you have to try.
You could eat only one food for the rest of your life. What would it be and why?
I feel like I could eat chips and guac for the rest of my life because it's just so good.
I literally was just eating that like before we started.
Same, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've been really into plantain chips. Ooh. Do you eat those?
No, but I have had them and they're good.
Oh my God, they're so good. I'm glad that you refueled just like me before we had this conversation because I know I love to snack and like it makes me nervous if I can't like have access to food for like
same.
I'm like stress eat.
If I'm going on like a longer than an hour drive, I have all the snacks.
Yes. Food aside, I've been doing some research on you. I've loved following you on Instagram and I'd really like for you to just kind of tell Heezy Lifers like how you got to this moment in this conversation with me right now. Like what led you here?
Oh my God. I'll try and do like a short form because it's literally the longest journey / story ever that kind of started, like 6 years ago now. When I was in my early 20s, so I'm 30 now. So 6 or 7 years ago, I was in an abusive relationship. And I guess that's kind of where my journey to where I am now started. When I got out of that relationship, going into it, really, I was kind of just somebody who was really looking for validation and had really just low self-worth, but didn't really realize it. And I really think that that's what kind of led me into being in an abusive relationship. And when I got out of it, I obviously was in an even lower place, lower self-esteem, super anxious, had like isolated myself majorly and just felt like really, really alone and had no idea how to pull myself out of it. And that journey, I never like to make it seem short. And, you know, if I'm talking about this in a short form version, I never want it to sound like I went from that to kind of where I am now. But that was kind of the starting point to just, I guess, my journey of pulling myself out of that and now creating a business around just being really vulnerable and helping women and girls to do the same.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And I do think your vulnerability and authenticity just like radiates from everything you do. And I also think it's so interesting how sometimes our like deepest, you know, hurts and pains in life can bring other people like so much help and healing, and that we sometimes go through that stuff for a reason. So thank you for sharing that. And you do so much. Like I was researching all this. I'm like, oh my God, it is incredible. Like I just bought your book and I want to talk about all of the different areas of stuff that you've done, but tell me about your book.
Well, thank you for buying it. First of all, that's so sweet. Yeah. So when was that? I guess it was a year and a half ago now that I wrote that book, and it was kind of it was hard for me to put into words, like saying it out loud, what exactly, because people always want to know, like, okay, how did you get from where you were to kind of where you are now? And when I was working with women and girls, I found like we all kind of want to know what to do, not just, you know, we want to know people's stories, but we also want to take the piece of it out of it of like, okay, but how do I apply this to my life? Or like, how can I do what you are doing? And not to say that this is like a quick fix, do this and then everything is perfect. But I kind of wanted to, in short, share my story a little bit and then be able to just put into words and have a couple of tools and practices that women and girls can kind of put into, not necessarily if they're in the same situation that I was, but, you know, when I got out of that relationship, I kind of went on this journey of really just practicing kindness. I stumbled upon this blog that was dedicated to random acts of kindness. And I was so anxious at the time that I felt really isolated and really alone. And I felt like I was literally the only human being who had ever suffered. You know, like when you're in that moment of anxiety or a moment of suffering, it feels like you are the only one. And this like little journey of just practicing random acts of kindness when I could in this small town that I was living, it slowly started to pull me out of it and realize like the need for connection. And then a little further along in the journey, I started to recognize and realize when I started to work with, I was working at a youth center. So I was working with boys and girls, but specifically with girls, I just started to recognize in them and in myself how deeply we forgot to teach girls that they deserve the same kindness that other people do, but also that they deserve it from themselves. Yeah, we just kind of really missed it. We talk a lot about self-love now, but it's still not like something that we teach girls. And so the book is really about inner kindness and just really about, I guess, getting to know yourself, deepening that self-acceptance and that connection with yourself so that you can go out into the world and have that with other people as well.
Yeah, that's incredible. And I'm interested. So when you were doing these random acts of kindness, what was it towards yourself? Was it to other people? Like, did you have a plan or what did that look like?
So it was towards other people. At that point, when you're in something, that's why I'm really careful with how I talk about inner kindness and self-love, because when you're in something, I'm sure everyone knows if you're listening, it's really hard when people say like, just be kind to yourself or just practice self-love, because it's just so much bigger than that. So I found for me, and I find a lot of the times with other people too, it's like, you know, using kindness in the beginning, not necessarily using kindness, that's the wrong way to say it, but practicing kindness, it kind of gives you that spark that will start to slowly make you feel better and have that connection and recognize that you're not alone. And then you'll be able to start to feel it for yourself. So when I started doing it, when I stumbled upon the blog, it was really dedicated to just being kind to other people. And so I would like literally go, it's like the smallest things. I would, you know, look at the person who was handing me my coffee when they were handing me my coffee instead of being on my phone. Or when, you know, opening the door for someone, but actually like starting a conversation or just like really little things that I think a lot of the times we think we're doing, but until you start to actually do it, you recognize, you know, you aren't really. And if you ever, you know, if you're at the grocery store and you actually look at the person and ask them how they are, or when they say, how are you? You actually respond and you look at them, you start to notice how shocked people are because it's not something that we do. And I think so many of us are walking around feeling really isolated, and that just fuels those feelings of not feeling good about ourselves and that isolated feeling. And so, yeah, I started out with it being kind to others. And then in working with girls and just getting to know myself more, really recognizing how deeply we are not kind to ourselves.
Yeah. And I love that point that you hit on of just like being intentional with your interactions. And that's something that I've really been trying to work on. And especially like in conversations and just making sure that you're giving that person like your best energy. And I love how you phrase that is like giving them kindness, you know, and making them feel valued and important is, it's just like so small, but so big and monumental.
Yeah. I mean, we're like so busy and I'm so guilty. I still do it. And I'm actually probably more guilty of it with people in my life than I am with strangers of like thinking they know that I'm there, so then I'm actually, but I'm not actually there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. I definitely feel that. Like, you're sitting with people you love and you're like, but I'm not really loving on these people. Like, we're just isolated kind of in our own little worlds. And yeah, it's important. So you are, I was trying to look this up. You are an inner kindness coach. What is that? And how do we become that? That is so cool.
I always get that question. And I love that you looked it up. So basically the inner kindness part of it, I guess, made up. But I'm a certified life coach. And I specialize in inner kindness. And really the reason I wanted to do that is because that is what pulled me out of what I was in. And like, what I connected with the most. There's so many self-love coaches, and we talk about self-love, and it really is similar and pretty much the same thing, self-love and inner kindness. But I found for me, the idea of self-love was so loaded and something that just did not seem attainable. And inner kindness was, it felt more of a practice and something that I could slowly start to do and practice for the rest of my life. Whereas self-love is the same thing, really. It just didn't, it carried more heaviness. And so I started to, yeah, just practice that for myself. And then now I'm able to work with girls around practicing gentleness with themselves and forgiveness and really anything we would offer to other people, being able to offer it to ourselves.
Yeah, I think that's so interesting and amazing. Like, just the wording behind it, because this interview will actually be the last installment of the self-love series. And it was just, I mean, so awesome. You were like literally the embodiment of everything that I've been talking about. But just that lingo is so interesting, because for a lot of people, it's like, that's just unapproachable. Like, it's too much, you know? And so I'm grateful for that perspective. And I mean, what is your take on, like, what does self-love mean to you?
I mean, self-love to me, at the root of it, just means caring for yourself, nurturing yourself, like having a deep acceptance of yourself. And I feel like it's a practice. I don't feel like it's something that we can reach or we can get. I feel like that is what makes it unattainable, to think like, okay, just love yourself. No matter how often I practice inner kindness or self-love practices, I'm still going to have days, you're still going to have days where it's way harder. But I think it's that constant practice of practicing self-acceptance and practicing being gentle with yourself, practicing forgiving yourself, and just like, yeah, really embodying that in your everyday life and making decisions and talking to yourself based on that kindness and that gentleness and that love.
Are there specific practices that you do that you find really beneficial, like in terms of loving or being kind to yourself?
I think it's probably shifted from, you know, when I started practicing inner kindness. At that point, I didn't know that that's what I was doing. When I was kind of just starting to ease into, you know, personal development and all of that, like that whole world, then it was probably different. But now I just deeply trust myself and what I need. And by that, I just mean being able to ask myself every day, number one, what I actually want to do, how I actually want to feel, and like doing that. I mean, I'm super type B, so that's probably why, but I think it's really different for everybody. But for me, I just practice literally doing the things I feel like doing. Obviously, some days there's things I have to do, but trusting that, you know, I know best what's best for me and my body. And I think the number one thing in the beginning too, and you know, anyone who's listening who that doesn't really connect with. Okay, when I started inner kindness coaching and all of that, I found for me and for some of the women and girls I was working with, it still seems fluffy, whereas, you know, self-love can seem fluffy, inner kindness can seem fluffy. And so I've shifted it a little bit to be a little bit more, not critical, but just really looking at the things in our life, which it is inner kindness to do this, but looking in the things in our lives, or the thoughts and the feelings that we have about ourselves, and really questioning where that came from. That doesn't sound like inner kindness or sound like kindness, but it is, because it's looking deeply into where these ideas came from that are causing us to have thoughts and feelings about ourselves that aren't kind, and being like more critical about that and shifting that it doesn't sound like an inner kindness self-love practice, but it really deeply is.
Yes. No, I love that. And I think that's so interesting because I'm really working on practicing mindfulness. And I think a lot of those, I'm doing this one, this series. I do Headspace a lot. I don't know. Are you familiar with that app?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm doing this acceptance one. And it's just about like kind of finding those layers of like these old stories that you've told yourself. Yeah. And like, I mean, there are stuff like there's times where I have revelations where I'm like, oh, my God, that was from like middle school. And I'm still telling myself that same story. And it's just it's crazy when you kind of go like peel back the layers a little bit.
Yes, it's literally the best thing. And it makes being kind to yourself so much easier because you start to realize that the things you think about yourself and you feel about yourself, they're not yours. And they're based on such old beliefs or just generally things other people told you. And like at the root of it, it all comes down to us not feeling worthy when we hold on to those thoughts and those beliefs and being able to like peel back, okay, why do I actually think that and feel that? And it has literally nothing to do with me or my worth. Then it makes being kind to yourself and practicing self-love so much easier.
Yes, girl. Yes, I am so all about that. That is like my biggest thing is just, I say this all the time, like you are enough. That's what like you're all about. I just saw your Instagram post and I'm like, yes, like she's so awesome. Just accepting yourself and everything that we are is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes just getting really angry about where all this BS came from. And like women and girls didn't just like wake up and decide, oh, I'm going to feel bad about myself today. It literally comes from years and years and years of pressure from literally all angles and just messages made up like on purpose to make us feel bad about who we are. And so being able to pull that back and call BS for yourself on like where those messages came from is really empowering. And yeah, I love that you said the I am enough, you are enough. When I was in like my really lowest points, I would literally just repeat that in my head all day. At the time, didn't feel like it was working, but long term, it really does start to shift the belief that you hold about yourself.
Yeah. And you were developing those habits. So I bet you kind of go back to that.
Always.
Mm-hmm. So I want to shift a little bit and talk about your podcast because it is amazing and inspiring and it's just so encouraging. And how did you come up with the Girl Kind podcast and like where did that desire to podcast come from?
I love this question because I literally have no idea. It came out of nowhere. I literally never thought I would have a podcast. I listen to podcasts all the time, but it never dawned on me for some reason to have a podcast. I want to say September last year, I started doing YouTube and it was okay. It was fine. I did it for a bit, but it's something about it just I did not connect with. I think the video aspect probably of just having not having to, you don't really have to, but feeling like I needed to be like done up and it had to be like this big production. That's so not me. And it, you could feel it. I could feel it. It was like, you know, when it came to, okay, it's YouTube day, I dreaded it and it just didn't feel good. And still it dawned on me to do a podcast. I just kind of stopped doing YouTube because it didn't feel good. And then in January, you know, I had been feeling that pull to just really connect with other women and girls, not just have like my page, my business, my brand, whatever, be totally about me. Just having that desire to amplify other women and girls' voices and have a place. I started to really recognize how deeply we all just want to be connected to each other, but don't necessarily have a space to have the conversations that we all want to have about like what it's really like to be a girl in the world. And I kind of just one day thought to myself, oh, why don't I just make a podcast? And then I just made a podcast and the name kind of just came to me and it didn't really have a lot of strategy behind it or like plan. I just did it, put it out there. And yeah, now we're here.
Yeah. And that's amazing. And that's what life is about, right? It's like, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Like you were designed to create that right now. And that's what the world needed. And I love how you always say, hey, girl. Like, it just makes me feel like, oh, hey, what's up?
I'm talking right to you. I love that.
Yeah. So tell me about your mentorship program that just recently launched, the Girls Collective. Like, how's that going? What do you love about it already?
Yeah. So this is kind of confusing. And I'm realizing that it's confusing because I keep getting and people be confused. But the Girls Collective is different from the group mentorship. I just haven't named the group mentorship yet.
Oh, gotcha. Sorry.
No, it's actually good feedback because I'm realizing it's kind of confusing. But the Girls Collective is, so that I started not too long after the Girl Kind podcast, because I was finding I was getting so many messages and just so much feedback about the podcast and the conversations, and a lot of girls just saying, you know, I wish I could have conversations like that with people in my life, but I don't have people in my life who I can talk about those things with. And so I created the Girls Collective, which is kind of a community to continue the conversations that we have on the podcast. And it's my monthly membership, if you will. It's just a low cost monthly, monthly cost that girls can pay to get one video call a month, one guest expert a month, and then I do like a recorded workshop directly kind of on the needs of what the girls in the collective want. And so that's the Girls Collective. It's really cool. It's just like a beautiful space to continue the conversations that we have on the podcast and then some. And then my group mentorship program is kind of more for those who have a story that they want to share, but they're just not sure where to start. I started to get a ton of women and girls who have deep desires. I think if you're, you know, attracted to conversations like we're having right now or on the Girl Kind podcast, you probably feel a little bit different than the people in your life, or you feel like you have a desire to share your story, or just some kind of desire to do something different in the world than like the normal path that we're quote unquote supposed to take. And so I started getting like tons of women and girls just wanting to know like, okay, how did you share your story? Like, how did you begin? I'm obviously like sharing it now pretty openly, but like what, I want to do this thing or I want to share my story, but I don't know where to start or how to do it, or there's so much self-doubt or perfectionism or whatever holding them back. And so I created the group mentorship. We talk about inner kindness, we talk about all of that, but the group mentorship is more focused on, you know, crafting your story and being able to move through that self-doubt and like drop the perfectionism so that you can actually do the thing that you want to do.
Man, I need that, because I think it's such a huge need as we like live in this time of like social media and on Instagram, and it's just like this balance between you're like trying to grow this business and help other people versus like your own self-doubt. So that's really cool. So what have you learned through this journey?
Oh my gosh, so much. I feel like there's been so many growing pains, if you will, and just like so much getting to know myself. And honestly, like the biggest thing that I think I've learned, I think we might have talked about this a bit earlier, but just how isolated and how alone a lot of us feel in what we're going through, and how, you know, that connection that we can create with other people, it doesn't have to be this big thing. Like, it can be these small intentional things where we just see each other. And I think I just realized that we all want that, and that like I can offer that in small ways in my own life, but also online, and just really realized how, I guess, impactful it is to be honest and vulnerable and share your story, even if that doesn't mean you're sharing your whole story, but just being honest, I guess, about what it's really like. I think there's a lot of filters and, you know, I don't know, not, I don't want to say BS, but you know what I mean. And I think I've just recognized that the more vulnerable I am, the more vulnerable it allows other people to be, and just recognize that, yeah, they're not alone.
Yeah, I totally feel that. And I'm interested, because this often happens to me. Do people like kind of strangers come up to you and feel like they want to share a lot of things? Like, you seem like a really open person.
Always.
Like, yeah.
Always. It's kind of, it's cool. I don't mind it. I mean, I feel like hosting a podcast, I don't know if you feel like this, is your personality more that you kind of want people to talk to you more than you want to talk?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a good listener, but like I have that face that like people just want to talk. So I'm getting that vibe that you might have that as well.
Oh, yeah. I think so too. I love to listen and would prefer to listen usually than talk. Most of the time. I mean, I like having conversations that are meaningful like this. This fills me up. But yes, that definitely happens all the time.
Yeah, I totally agree. So what inspires you to keep going?
What inspires me to keep going is the conversations that we're having, I think, are so needed. And I hear it literally every day from women and girls who listen to the podcast or who, you know, read my posts on Instagram or anything really. Just having those Me Too moments of like recognizing what it is doing to just allow others to share their stories and to share my story and what that does. Like I think where we're at right now, we need to do what you're doing, what we're doing. Like we need it. It's so necessary for the girls to come that we change something. And I think as women and girls, we're so deeply craving these conversations. And so what keeps me going is just that feedback of seeing the impact that it has to just hear other people's stories and see yourself in it and know that you're not the only one.
Yeah, absolutely. What's your favorite quote or mantra?
I feel like I have so many, but my favorite lately is Glennon Doyle. In her book, I think is where I read it, she says, "We can do hard things." And that I feel like is my mantra of this season in my life of, you know, just continuing to keep going and that we can do hard things. We can do the things that don't necessarily feel very good in the moment or, you know, aren't necessarily the things we would want to do to keep ourselves safe and cozy. But that like there are so many hard things that need to be done right now in order to shift, change and impact the world. And so we can do hard things.
I love that. And I actually say that a lot. I don't know if you know this, but Heezy Life and the name is balancing the hard and the easy things in life. It's about doing those hard things now so that we can live easy later. Man, yes. Like I'm like over here with my hands in the air like, yes, girl, get it. So you might have already said some of this, but do you have any other advice for Heezy Life listeners?
Oh, so much. I mean, not necessarily advice, I don't want to say, but I think for me, the biggest lesson that I keep getting right now, and I feel like whenever that happens, it's usually something that I need to share, and it's just to trust yourself. I mean, there's literally messages coming at us 24/7 or other people's opinions and all of that, but we all have the answers that we need already, and we're, you know, there's just so much stuff on top of it that gets in the way of whether that's doing the thing you want to do or following the path you want to follow, what literally whatever it is. If you can just quiet all of the noise and trust yourself, you cannot go wrong.
Thank you so much. That is like, yes, very impactful. What can we do to promote you or help you?
Well, definitely just come and listen to the podcast. And if you love it, share it. You can come hang out with me on Instagram. That's usually where I am. And that's at Stephanie Dawn Elizabeth. And the podcast is the Girl Kind Podcast.
Cool. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being a part of this. I think that's about it for this episode.
Thanks for having me on. I loved it. I buy my own things. I pay my own bills. These diamond rings. My automobiles. Everything I got, I bought it. Boys can't buy my love. Buy my love. Yeah. I do what I want.
Yes.
Say what you say. I work real hard every day.
Amazing. She is incredible, right? Take her wisdom out with you today and go share that love. Speaking of love, go follow Stephanie on Instagram and check out the Girl Kind podcast. If you like Heezy, you will love her content. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening to this episode and for following along with the self-love series. Did you like it? Hate it? DM me on Instagram at heezy.life to chat about what I can do to make this podcast better. I love you. I'm so proud of you. Have a great day and keep it easy, my friends.